Oh, good evening, everybody. It is Tuesday, September 13th, 2022. It's 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. This is the Fakeologist speaking. This is the Fakeologist show. This is the Tuesday of the week, as you all know, that can read a calendar. And on Tuesdays, we have the one, the only, the irrepressible, the always entertaining Uncle Vigilante. Hello, Uncle V.
Hola, amigo. This is Taco Bell.
Wow.
May I have your order?
And Uncle V brought, as it seems, it's becoming a habit, he brought a guest himself. So it's sort of a tag team. So Uncle V, introduce your special guest, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Hello, everyone out there. First of all, hello, Monkman in the chat. Good to see you. I was thinking about you today, Monkman. I'm like, I miss that guy. I think you're doing a lot of work on your homestead or something. But what up, my friend? So yes, in another Telegram group that I have been fortunate enough to be invited into. Shout out Darkstar, thank you. I started to read and get to know this gentleman who's joining me tonight, Chris Lundy, and I didn't know his backstory until this week. And he started sharing some information, and then I saw a video that we're going to share with everyone tonight. Two videos actually that I edited together, and my jaw dropped. I'm like, holy cow! This dude has one hell of a story, and he's fighting one hell of a battle. Chris Lundy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Uncle V, and thank you for having me on.
You bet, you bet. And are you familiar with the Fakeologist, Abarito?
Arado.
I cannot say that I am. not really. I mean, I've been diving into rabbit holes. I mean, I don't give. Here's things like, you know, sometimes.
He's warbling a bit. Your internet's warbling a bit. And could you lean a little closer to the mic, please?
Hey, I think that I think the Chrome version you downloaded isn't chroming up. We heard like every 10th word.
Yeah, keep trying, Chris. And now he was on the pre-show. He sounded just fine.
Here. I don't know what's going on here.
Now I can hear you.
I don't know what's going on.
The problem is Wi-Fi. Are you on Wi-Fi? Yeah,
I'm on Wi-Fi, but I got pretty decent bandwidth.
You sound good. You
know, so I probably just need to switch to a different frequency band.
Okay.
Anyway, regarding Ab, he is the curator of Fakotube.com. That's his website. And also the blog Fakeologist.com. And he talk about rabbit holes. He is the master rabbit holer, has been for, gosh, a dozen years or more, Ab. And I recommend everybody, please go to Fakotube.com and join it. It is his version of YouTube, except it's where all the videos that get banned go to live forever. So,
which is just about every show I do.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Which you're providing an amazing service to everyone. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
And everyone, Chris has battled an extreme form of cancer. And Chris, I'm just going to open up the floor to you to be able to give your backstory. And you let us know when you think it's appropriate to be able to share the video, because I think it was just excellent, and it's a good visual.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, I'm 43 years old, and I was born in 1979 in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Mm-hmm. And that was a really hot summer, and I came into this world, you know, I wasn't entirely right. You know, I had this this lesion on my forehead that perplexed the doctors. So they had a look at it and they diagnosed me with a sebaceous nevi. And at the time in the Rockefeller establishment medical literature, sebaceous nevi was a benign mark. It didn't have any, disease presentation of any kind. That was the literature. So there was nothing to worry about. Well, in my case, there was something to worry about because within the first 2 years of my life, my eyes were getting dragged to opposite sides of my head. Doctors didn't know what was happening. So I had to go have eye surgery to correct this dissociative deviation. My eyes were half cross-eyed and half, pointing in whatever direction you choose.
Excuse me, Chris. Wow. Can I ask you, what age was this diagnosis and what?
The age of two.
Okay. Did you have childhood vaccinations?
I'm pretty sure that I did not.
That's important.
My mother was very particular about that, as well as particular about not having me modified in certain ways that happened in hospitals back when hospitals actually respected patient decisions.
Okay.
And, so she was very particular about not injecting me with things.
Oh, that's really great.
Which I'm thankful for because, in the compromised state I was in at the time that nobody knew about, it was going to be an issue. So they did eye surgery on me when I was 2 years old. And this was like 1981, like the summer of 1981. And it went fine. I woke up afterwards and Looney Tunes were on or whatever. And my mother brought me a glass of orange juice. And then I passed out again. And the next thing I remember, I was at home. So it was a while ago. But I was thinking, okay, things are fine now, but then I had all of these issues with I had a wart on the ring finger of my right hand. It was pretty sizable. It was about the size of a dime. And, then I went in to have that frozen off and that took several treatments and then eventually just fell off. And then I had all these other gradual problems over time, like balanitis, which is inflammation of the foreskin that's really painful, especially in children. It's a fungal infection. And then I had to go on this anti-fungal diet in the late 1980s. And there's certain confidential aspects of my life in the 1990s I don't want to talk about here. But what I will say is that throughout the 1990s, I experienced more symptoms of cancer that I was not aware were symptoms of cancer, such as, excessive thirst, unexplained tiredness, and then I started to have problems with my posture. So things just kind of gradually got worse and worse. And I was getting stronger, but I couldn't do a push-up unassisted until I kind of had to have training. There's a problem with my body's motor function. In terms of being able to move around, there was an issue. No matter how hard I worked, I could not get ripped by the rest of the guys in gym class. I was working just as hard as they were. I was like, what the hell is going on? So it was always just this question mark in my mind. And then, things happened to me over time. I would get dry scalp and I'd have scabs on my head. And then my head just kind of got larger over time. And, for a while I thought I was all right, for a better part of things. And, sometimes I get itchy legs, but, I cleaned up my diet. I started drinking kombucha on the regular. I, discovered, Bragg apple cider vinegar and of course, some other, urban spice, folks like North American Urban Spice, Dr. Cass Ingram. I did all the research I could because, I was like, okay, I'm going to stop drinking alcohol, stop doing this, and I just wasn't getting anywhere. And then you fast forward to the age of 40, which is 2020. The previous 2 years, I had issues that I thought were related to infection, but they were not. They were presentations of cancer that were appearing everywhere in my body, head to toe. And it got so bad at one point that the worst time in 2020 was when I started to have outbreaks that were symptomatic of a very severe, what looked like, those horrible, staph infections or whatever. Mm. It looked like that. That was the presentation. And then I went into a specialist in Atlanta, Georgia, who's a friend of I was a friend of his family, and I got referred to to his practice by his daughter. And he gave me some vitamin C injections, got me squared away, and I was feeling better. He got me some stuff from a natural pharmacy I had a contract with, and things seemed to be getting better, and I was able to exercise, but I still had all these issues with my flexibility. I still had issues with my energy levels tanking. I mean, I was riding my bicycle every day in a picture I sent to Uncle V, and I still kind of looked like a cabin hermit. I just didn't look healthy, and my energy levels were constantly tanking. My head was huge. And then one day this year, in March of this year, I almost died. Like something happened where like the tumor network it hemorrhaged, and it hemorrhaged so hard that my heart rate went up to 180 beats a minute. I couldn't hear and I couldn't see. And I reached for a bottle of N-acetylcysteine. I mega dosed like 10 grams and drank like half a gallon of water in one go. And then I got my breath back, and then my heart rate started to decrease. And I'm glad I had that next to my bedside. I kept it there in case of emergency because of all the electromagnetic radiation problems that are happening all over the world that I'm not going to go into in too much detail here. But so there was that. And then I sat back down, and, you know, some parts of the story are kind of woo-woo stuff. So I'm going to go into more of the clinical aspects of what happened to me and the actual things that I discovered in the 3D. So I had my wart abater, and I was having issues with warts in several areas of my body. So I was like, okay, I'm going to focus on one of them around my root chakra area. It's like, okay, I'm just going to take one half of the wart abater on there, and I'm going to press the middle finger of my left hand on the other side. I'm just going to hold it there as long as I can bear it. And I stayed in that position for about, I don't know, an hour and a half or a ridiculous period of time until my body felt like it had been struck by lightning. Wart abater, it's a company in Florida makes it. It's wartabater.com is the website.
How do you spell that?
wartabater.com.
Wart abater. Oh, okay. Electronic wart remover. Okay.
Yeah, electronic wart remover. I had this thing like back in 2016. I noticed some growths were appearing in my arms after I'd get in from like marathon bike rides. I was running 30 miles a day, 6 days a week in Atlanta. I was like in athletic level physical condition and dying of cancer and didn't even know what was happening to me.
Jeez. You know,
so that's how hard I was going to stay ahead of the game here. I had this tool, but I didn't know that it was capable of doing what I was eventually going to discover. And what happened is I had so much cancer in my body, which was basically spinal and brain lymphoma that spread throughout every bone in my body, inside and out, literally. I was basically wrapped up like a maypole. I was able to embed the energy from this wart abater, the electrical current, in my hand to such an extent that if I took one part of my body that had both that energy signature and cancer present, if I pressed the middle finger of my left hand by some miracle on any other body that had what I discovered were tumors present, it started coagulating and disintegrating them on contact. I was like, holy blankety blank, what the hell did I just discover? And I was like, I just found a way to get embed a cancer killing energy signature in my bare hands, but it's only because I have this type of cancer that spread everywhere, this lymphoma, because it was omnipresent, right? So It was a blessing and a curse at the same time. And it was extremely painful whenever I got it. It was like it was like lighting yourself on fire from the inside at first. That's how painful it was, because it was everywhere. Things started coming out of me. I had gastrointestinal cancer for days, and then within a few weeks it was all gone. And that was just with me touching myself. So then I didn't really have any evidence for that. So I was like, okay, I need to find something practical, because I can only do this with one finger, and at some point it's just going to die out like a matchstick or something. So I was like, how can I amplify this signal? And I was like, okay, well, silver is non-toxic to the human body. I've got medical grade silver. I've got some Canadian silver maple leaves. I know that silver ionization is used in the treatment of bone disorders. Let me give this a shot. And so I stacked up four of the coins like right above my navel. And then I placed the electrical lead of the water baiter on it and turned it into the high position. And the results were shocking. Basically what happened within a second, my body shook so violently, and I was in a prone position on my back in my bedroom, on my bed. My body shook so violently, I could barely hold the tool, and I felt this flexion and contraction of a tumor that was at the top of my crown chakra, which was at the very top of my head, that snaked down my neck, went through my lungs, down the side of my back, the left side of my back, across my pubic bone, and all the way down my to the big toe of my right foot. And that's the first thing that I felt, and I was like, oh my God. And it gradually got smaller and smaller and smaller. My head started to decrease in size to where the cranial shape of my head was changing, literally. This is the most painful thing you'll ever experience if you're in this state, because you're literally having to hold this stuff up to you and disintegrate tumors that are literally as hard as bones. It's like exercising the best way I can describe it is it's like exercising an anaconda made of stone from inside of your skeletal system and disintegrating it. But eventually the pain subsides, and then just becomes this, like, I don't know, St. Elmo's fire, extreme glory, because I was like, how on earth is this possible? It's like, did I just find out one of the secrets of Westworld? Am I really a Westworld robot and I found out a secret I wasn't supposed to know? So I was like, what the hell? And I was pointed to some research that was done by an electrical medicine specialist. His name is Dr. Robert Otto Becker. And he was the head of orthopedics at SUNY Downstate for a very long time in New York State. And I brought up an article that I found on silvermedicine.org that's dedicated to Robert O. Becker. I provided it to Uncle V. He can post it if he wants to. And it basically highlights the scientific research of him, and where Dr. Becker successfully proved the tissue healing properties of silver ions through laboratory studies and in-body experimentation. And a couple of highlights from this are, in 1972, he was ready to begin experimentation with electrical stimulation for bone growth in humans in cases where broken bones, which are known as non-unions, refuse to heal. If you have a non-union, whenever you have a bone break, you're in big trouble, especially if it can't be screwed in or if you can't afford surgery. You're talking about permanent physical disfigurement and premature arthritis, persistent infections, and high risk of osteomyelitis, which is a potentially lethal bone infection. So what Dr. Becker chose to use was silver as the target metal for his ionization experiments, because he believed silver was less likely to chemically react with tissues and believed that silver would transmit the electrical current most efficiently. And testing conducted by his team demonstrated that the positive pole of a silver electrode in a low current circuit would kill all forms of bacteria within a half inch radius. All forms of bacteria, without exception.
Is that a good thing?
So,
yeah,
that's a very good thing. That literally means goodbye flesh-eating bacteria, goodbye all these superbugs, goodbye all this propaganda, right?
Yeah.
Goodbye fear-mongering for good.
Because,
I mean, this stuff, like...
Because how does it determine between good and bad bacteria? Because we need bacteria to survive. That's the question.
Yeah, and that's a very good question. So Dr. Becker eventually concluded that while he used up to five different metals, so they're not listed in this particular page of what all five of them were. One of them was platinum, another one was silver. He may use copper and a couple of others, I'm not sure. But he concluded all five metals that were used, that were tested in this ionization experiment, stopped the growth of all bacteria. The current required for all types except for silver required dangerously high levels of current. Basically, you wouldn't be able to use it. It just wasn't electrically efficient. And Dr. Becker hypothesized that the other metals killed bacteria by poisoning the bacteria and the normal cells. What he eventually concluded and confirmed in subsequent experiments is that the silver deactivated or killed all bacteria with no side effects and small, safe levels of current. because silver is the strongest conductor of electricity on Earth of all metals. It's stronger than copper and gold. So, and it's a very small fraction of the price of gold. It's crazy, silly, stupid, cheap. You know, why you're not buying silver? Do it.
Well, it's been at the same price for 30 years. So if you want to not grow your investment.
Well,
then...
this wasn't a growth of investment. This was saving my own, you know what.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. This was me having a small stack of silver that was medical grade. And I just happened to have some medical grade silver laying around, which is 99.99%.
But did you ever go to the regular doctor for your and get diagnosed?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did, and I got diagnosed with skin cancer, a topical skin cancer.
What year was that? How old were you at that point?
It was in 2021. I was 41, 42 years old, something like that.
Because the problem with because we don't know your health, we don't know how you live, we don't know what you eat, we don't know what you're exposed to chemically, because Uncle Odd, I think maybe, I in particular... I'm a big believer in the terrain theory. And the other part of that I believe is that there's only three ways to get sick. And I could be wrong, but it's just sort of my belief. Injury, malnutrition, and toxicity. So I'm just wondering, I'm trying to figure out what, if anything, you figured out may be causing this expression on your skin that's very wart-like or cancer-like.
What I'm basing it upon is the actual physical transformation of my body, because every area of my body has shrunk. I had flat feet.
Right.
I now have arched feet. I no longer have fallen arches. They're gone, literally gone. It wiped it all out. You know, so that's one change. The size of my head has gotten smaller to the point of where my glasses barely fit now.
So, are you saying that you had this extreme growth on your skin, a cancerous type growth that made you expand and be very bloated?
Not necessarily, but what I had is lymphoma that was woven into and out of my entire bone structure, inside and outside my muscular tissue, inside my connective joints, all around my brain, my throat. It was everywhere.
So were you very puffy? So,
completely so. At the time I was. I struggled with weight even while I was physically active. I would have yo-yo periods.
So something was going wrong internally.
I had gastrointestinal cancer. I had brain cancer, throat cancer. It was everywhere. It was wrapped around every organ in my body.
Did you have any idea what it could be? What was causing your body to react like this? Was there any kind of poisoning in and around you?
We've all been exposed to poisons. I have unknowingly consumed GMOs. I consumed heavy amounts of alcohol for years younger. In my younger years, I had to make some very serious changes to my lifestyle.
Okay.
I got better after I made those lifestyle changes. But even after I did that, when I was like, eating very healthy, eating lots of soup and salad, kombucha, growing my own food, it's still getting worse. I'm like, okay, this, clearly I'm, cleaning my diet up has not worked. And I tried every diet there was and nothing worked.
Or maybe it was working and you would have been way worse had you not done that. Because you can't be your own control of your own experiment. That's the problem. You wouldn't.
That's a good point. But really the only barometer for me is like I needed to see real results. And then I found out the cause of it all after spinal lymphoma started to disintegrate and I was able to stand up straight for the first time in my life without pain. Or I was able to get 90% range of motion without stopping or, straining my back. I had all of these issues with lower back pain throughout most of my life, and x-rays showed scoliosis, and I was given a scoliosis diagnosis. But when I got my diagnosis, initially it was only looking at the topical stuff, but when I was going through some of my historical radiographs that I had done when I was like a teenager, the spinal lymphoma was actually showing up on those x-rays, and they didn't diagnose it, completely missed it. So after I you know, just kind of went back in time and examined some of these photographs. I'm glad I kept them. I don't know where that specific one is. I'll have to call my chiropractor who lives in a different state than me. But that's how I came across that. I mean, this has been with me since day one, and it makes perfect sense because I had these problems with my optic chiasm and I lost vision gradually over time. I had to get stronger and stronger glasses over time. And my vision has improved, gentlemen, since I started this treatment. Like, it's improved every aspect of my health in dramatic ways that are completely indescribable. I was only able to stay up 6 hours a day, like less than about 6 months ago. And now I'm up 16, 17 hours a day without missing a beat.
Wow. Let's take the opportunity to watch the video because I think that will be helpful.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Here we go. Cue the video.
And this is what it looked like in the present day. So I'm not sure if you've seen the original photos, but you may notice this little thing in my chest here. That is, I actually did a treatment like right around my sternum, and that's how I was clearing a lot of the tumors out of my throat. Because I was having difficulty singing whenever I was doing music. And now I can hold notes. I also had tumors wrapped around my ear canal. I had them around my jawline. I still have them there, but you might be able to tell how much narrower my head is and how much fuller my hair is. Like the entire top and sides of my head were covered in gray hair, and now they aren't. So, and also the glasses that I'm wearing were fitted for me, and they came all the way out to the edge of my head, and now it's like, you know, you can kind of see through that stage. So my glasses are too large, but I have a larger field of vision, so I guess it's not a big deal. But yeah, this is me in the present day. I just got done in the garden with morning harvesting. Got some cherry tomatoes, and I've got some cayenne peppers and some other volunteer peppers of various types. Just made myself a breakfast salad. And just working on canning work and getting that stuff done. I'll send you some videos of the garden at some point. But compared to the original picture that you saw of me that was taken in May 2020, that's what it looked like before I started the treatment, like in March, April this year.
Do we have that picture, by the way, Chris? Or are you? Do you want to show it?
I sent it to Uncle V. Uncle V, do you have that? It should be in our private group.
I don't see it. I've been looking. I'm looking. Oh, okay. If it's there, I'm not going to be able to access it here.
Okay, well, maybe we'll bring it up later. That would be a good comparison.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, let's keep.
I mean, like up here.
Send it to me in Telegram.
Actually, about 2 inches of that space. And now it's just coming right out. And as I started doing the treatment, gobs of hair just started appearing out of nowhere. They were basically being held under by these tumors. And I think that's one of the causes of so-called male pattern baldness is really brain cancer, like quite literally. You know, and that's what it did, to me. That was the presentation. So that's it for now. Hello, Paul. Hey, man. So you asked me to do a video. I'm a little sneezy right now. Excuse me. But this is the med massager. This is what I've been using for my foot massages when I do my silver treatments in the treatment room. Interestingly, there's a lot of reality decoding happening here. So I put this into position 6, and interestingly, there's 6 points in this little fun star, but position 6 seems to knock loose all of the stuff that's wrapped around this little snake. It's wrapped around this column here.
Caduceus.
Yeah. It's like wrapped around my spinal cord. It's very interesting. But so what I do is I put this into, let me focus this, yes. There we go. And so I'll put this into position 6, like so. And I will put my feet on it. And before I put my feet on it, I'll show you my feet. So like here you can see these little red dots and stuff. These appear while I'm doing treatments on other areas of my body because I've got tumors wrapped around my toes and on the bottoms of my feet. I had fallen arches, but those fallen arches weren't fallen arches. They were tumors at the bottoms of my feet. You can't see it quite as good on this foot, but like this here, I mean, I've been outside, so that's why I got dirt here. But that is remnants of a tumor. This is one giant tumor stuck to the bottom of my heel that I'm still pulling out of there. So like all this stuff, like, you know, this wasn't just like a fungal infection. These are tumors wrapped around the bones of my feet, and you can see them in other places too. So I just put these down like so, and you can see involuntary movement. Look at that. You know, so that is a tumor that's coagulating. So even using this coagulates the tumors. And then what I do is I take my silver, I got a stack of four Canadian silver maple leaves here, and I will do this one of two ways. Now, just so you can see, this is tumor stuff that's come to the surface. This used to look a lot worse, and it was much more widespread amongst a wider area, but it just gradually whittles away over time during the treatment. And this used to be much larger, too. It had a giant scab over it, and now it's starting to whittle away. But what I do is I just cover this over, because like all this adipose tissue, this is all tumors, man. It's not fat, it's tumors. So I'll cover this up, and I'll stack the coins here. Usually I'll put them underneath me these days, because it's easier for me to just sit on the coins than it is for me to take the water baiter, put the water baiter into the high position. Probably need to replace the battery soon. And then I will take the electrical lead like so and go for it. And that's it. Now, you're probably not going to be able to see much here, because, you know, you feel it inside of you more than you see it on the surface. And it's safe to do this. It doesn't, like, burn your clothing or anything. But, you know, the more coins you use, the better. And, you know, it's kind of difficult for me to do this video with everything attached in the way that it's attached. But you can see here, especially along this toe, that there's this curvature there. That's a tumor. And all the stuff's just getting whittled away little by little. It's wrapped around me like crazy. You know, it was inside my bones, outside my bones, everywhere. And this right here that you can see, I had an injury when I was like 25 or 26 years old. And I had this like infection underneath this big toe, and I had to go to a podiatrist and have some sort of chemical injected in the sides of this big toe to stop the growth of this nail, because it was coming into contact with the skin and reopening a wound. That's how that healed, but this is actually a tumor here. So that's what happened. It's like, that's why all the stuff was coming in and around my toes, and why I had ingrown toenails, was because they were growing into tumors. So that's where I'm at right now. And yeah, that's where I'm at.
Okay.
Hey, Ab, I sent you the picture in the Telegram.
It. I'll bring it up.
Show. It's pretty amazing.
I'll bring it up. You can keep talking if you want, Chris.
Yeah, so I'll describe the pictures. The picture on the left of me was taken in May 2020, but it was very comparable to what I looked like, maybe even slightly better, sadly, than what I looked like when I was in the worst throes of my illness March of this year. February, March of this year. And the one on the right is after about...
We're looking at the first one with your bald head right now.
I mean, as you can see, there's a pretty decent amount of inflammation around my head, you know, lots of inflammation around my head and neck. My arms are two different circumferences.
Yeah,
my
can you zoom in?
Hunched over. Huh?
Can you zoom in on that? I mean, just take a look. I mean, because you guys saw his glasses and what he was saying. I mean, and look at the size of his arms. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you couldn't see through my glasses and see the sides of my head. Like,
yeah.
You couldn't do that. Now you can. That's how much smaller my head is, because that's how many tumors it's zapped out. Chris, I've been doing this treatment for about 5 months now. So the changes have been extreme, but that's how far down the line I was, and that's how much.
That's crazy.
So how did you treat your head?
Yeah, so basically I moved. I've been studying energy healing, and I came across somebody that gave me some basic education on it, and I started to place the silver and the water baiter on each of those chakras. My crown chakra, third eye, heart chakra, throat chakra, you know, solar plexus chakra, every single one of them. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how, because they were, from my interpretation of the literature, the different frequency response zones for different areas of the body. So, you know, I would do my throat chakra or slightly below my throat chakra, like around my sternum, to clear out my throat. And then suddenly, I can breathe deep, and I can breathe in for 30 seconds without stopping, and I have, you know, range of motion again, and all these wonderful things start to happen. And some of it's painful, and some of it's, you know, huge rushes of blood, better blood flow, lower blood pressure, and improved virility, less anger problems, better emotional stability. You know, the list goes on. So, you know, I was mentally and physically, as well as spiritually, feeling better, but the transition was extreme. And
is this a current? I didn't know if I was, can you see the screen, Chris? Is this a current picture of you? Is that
that picture, the one on the right with me without the shirt on, was taken on my birthday this year, my 43rd birthday. So it was on July 29th. So that was taken less than 2 months ago. The video that you saw with my face was taken less than a week ago.
So this, you have an hourglass figure. Is this all still the tumors down here around your navel, your midriff?
Yeah, those are all tumors. That's why you can't see my hip bones, because I weigh 173 pounds in this picture. I'm 6'6" tall or taller.
Wow. How do you know they're tumors? Have you had any kind of Rockefeller viewings whatever machines they can use to see through your skin?
Well, to be quite honest with you, no. I mean, I was fired from my job 2 weeks after I gave them my cancer diagnosis, which I thought was really interesting.
Right.
And I was too weak to find work, so I struck out on my own and started doing my several business ventures on my own.
Yeah.
And then eventually the crypto market turned down, and I had to move in with family and focus more on like e-commerce and other business verticals. I was transitioning from working for the man to working for myself, and it's been a rough situation money-wise. I don't have the funds to go to the doctor. Not that I would want to at all, considering how people are just getting locked up and disappeared inside of these facilities. You know, it's just I don't want to go anywhere near these places.
So with cancer, can't you go on disability? Because isn't there a
disability? I don't want a GD thing from the United States government. I don't want anything from these people. I'm gonna sidestep that and make statements based upon reports from the Russian Ministry of Defense, where they've actually found like chemical bioweapons labs peppered all over Taiwan, all over Ukraine, all over every country that's within earshot of a Russian Caucasus, Central Asian, or European border. I don't want anything from these people, ever.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, I'm not going to cuck. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to allow these people to control my life.
All right.
And I need to find a way to parlay alliances by any means necessary, because if I do this, then I'm just going to lose credibility. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be able to live with myself, because I can't fight the system by being dependent on it. It's not possible.
But so traditional medicine, have you ever approached it over your lifetime? What
I have, with disastrous results.
Yeah.
That's why I stopped doing it. That's why.
But what kind of things did traditional medicine have you doing?
Vaccinations. I got a flu vaccination in 1999. It was the sickest I've ever been.
Okay. So you had, is that the only vaccine you know you've had?
Yeah, and that's the only vaccine I know I've had, and I've never gotten another one since.
Okay. How were you before that, health-wise?
I was okay, but I was kind of sick, but the messaging was pretty strong. I was just like, okay, I should probably do this.
Okay, right. Well, we know what messaging's all about.
Somebody on campus died of the flu that semester, and she was a freshman, and she was actually one of my friend's classmates when I was a freshman in college. And it was a really sad time on campus, because, you know, this is a creative person, and it was just really hard to fathom that. So I was kind of emotionally driven in that moment.
Right. But you got really sick after the flu shot. How long after the flu shot?
Pretty much immediately.
Oh, wow. And how long were you?
Mm-hmm. I was ill for several weeks, but fortunately it happened while the college I went to has a longer transition between semesters, like between December and early February. And then you
this
short term in January that's like one class, and you work for an hour a day, and then you just party the rest of the day or the entire month of January. So I had plenty of time to rest and heal. So.
Right. But before that, were you a sickly child or in general? And did your mom take you to the hospital or to the doctor all the time or what?
Well, not really, because most of my childhood was spent outside of her custody. I guess I should just go ahead and say it. I was medically kidnapped when I was 11 years old in 1990 and placed in the custody of Colorado State Hospital and El Pueblo Boys Ranch. El Pueblo Boys Ranch was shut down by the state of Colorado in 2018 for valid findings of torture and child abuse.
Oh, my God.
Decades of lawsuits, including at least three different lawsuits by the ACLU, where they find that the children were denied food and water, placed in solitary confinement for months.
Did that happen to you?
Years. Yeah, it happened to me.
Oh, my God.
I was placed in, I've been in solitary confinement for at least 6 months of my life, if not longer.
So did that probably contributed to your ill health then?
But it also gave me a very, very close education on this clown world we're living in today. Because the first thing they told me in 1990 when I went into this facility, that I would be there for 2 weeks and then I would go home. And yeah. I was in that situation for the next 6 years of my life.
But do you want to tell us why you were medically kidnapped and went there? Or were you kidnapped into the place or out of the place? I'm confused.
Into the place and medical kidnapping. The Child Protective Services has these well-documented child trafficking rings all over the United States, and that's just coming out as a result of things like the Epstein disclosures and stuff like that, court cases.
Yeah.
But it was a very well-kept secret.
But what was your reason for being kidnapped into the place?
The reason was because my mother was stupid enough to take my personal problems with a bully in a schoolyard that was messing with me, and I retaliated to the point of where he couldn't get up.
Oh.
I'll leave it at that. And, and I was basically a schoolyard hero, and I was put on detention for a week. And then I wrote a book report on George Washington that I plagiarized word for word, and I won an award. It's like, these people are just whatever. You know, this is going to be a cakewalk. And then my entire life got turned upside down because apparently that kid had friends that were friends with the sheriffs. And
oh, my goodness.
And then it got the attention of this is a small town of 1,000 people in the middle of Dust Bowl, Colorado, in southeastern Colorado. And, how I got there, I'm not going to talk about. But it got their attention, and then they coerced my mother into giving up custody of me to them, saying, "Oh, you can't afford it. You can't afford to help him. And I wasn't even in the room at the time. And I got up right as she was signing the paper and I tried to tear him away from her.
Wow. That's a terrible story.
And then I get to hear a sheriff's deputy say, are we going to have to cuff you? Or are you going to do as you're told? And then that was the beginning of my nightmare.
Oh, Jesus. My God. So do you think,
I don't want to talk about the rest of it. It's
where in the south. I'm curious. Where in southeast Colorado?
It was in a very small town called Springfield, Colorado.
Springfield, because I grew up in the thriving metropolis of Goodland, Kansas, so I'm fairly familiar with Colorado.
Yeah, so it was southeastern Colorado in Baca County, Colorado. That's where I was.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not that far away in Kansas, are you?
Yeah. Not really. It's within a stone's throw. I mean,
yeah.
It was just a really depressing time in my life, too, because there's no shoulder on the highway. And I lived on the side of the highway out in the middle of nowhere in flatlands. And I was 11 years old, coming from like suburban life in the southeast to that was very difficult to adjust to.
So did your health go down? Sorry to interrupt. Did your health go downhill once you were in that school, the Pueblo Boys School? Is that when things started to go poorly for your health?
School. It was basically a privatized child chick kidnapping and big farmer drug racket.
Yeah, detention center.
It was a prison. It was a prison for children. Yeah,
like a rehabilitation camp.
No, it wasn't rehab camp. This is where they disappeared the kids.
Okay. That's the first place. But what's the official title of it?
Right now, it's called Colorado Mental Health Institute of Pueblo.
Oh, okay. Because I talked to another
Pueblo, Colorado.
We had another guest on my show who her parents sent her to a center for troubled teenagers, and that was she told us how negative that was. That was closed down too. Is that the same thing?
Basically, they're modern day COVID camps. It's Hotel California. Mm-hmm. Come anytime you want, but you can never leave. And that's what they tried to do. They tried to keep me there forever. And I had to fight a legal battle for 6 years of my life to get the heck out of there after they were caught perjuring themselves to a judge because they extracted a confession from me by coercion. and I had to learn my constitutional rights by reading the Constitution myself. Nobody taught me. I didn't have anybody backing me, and my guardian at Lyme didn't give a damn because they were making money hand over fist on me. I was basically a source of income for these people. It's like, go F yourselves. My constitutional rights are being violated. I'm going to hold you people accountable. I'm just glad I got out of there. Because
so you were making this legal routines?
You broke up a bit on or Vigilante?
So you were making this legal argument when you were like in your upper teens?
I was 16 years old at the time when I made this legal argument. I spoke with the judge in closed chambers and said, "Judge, if you've read the Gulag Archipelago, Volume 1, Chapter 1, you know what's going on here. You know exactly what this is. I need to be back with my family. Okay, this is a confession extracted by coercion. It's inadmissible in court. Okay." We have testimony from me that has been corroborated by multiple witnesses that states that I was coerced with witnesses of this coercion. I need your help to get out of this situation because if I don't get it, I'm never going to get out of the situation ever. And his name was Judge Keenholt. I don't remember how to spell. I don't remember the spelling, but I'll never forget the name for the rest of my life. And he ruled against El Pueblo Boys Ranch. Contempt of court for perjury. Contempt of court for perjury and ordered me back into my mother's custody with immediate effect. But they appealed that decision to the state where my mother was living at the time, where I eventually ended up, and threw me into another facility for 6 more months. You know, so these people never wanted to get their claws out of me. And it was that moment that I knew that the threats of my freedom were never going to end. And we get to the clown world moment for the last 2+ years. And basically these places were laboratories for the script that we're all witnessing unfold today. So that's why I'm putting this stuff on blast, because this story needs to be told, and it needs to be told as soon as possible.
There it is. Wow, this is crazy.
But I'm trying to get to the source of your illness, though. Obviously, at a very troubled youth, you were treated badly. When did your health problems start that you have found a cure for? Or a treatment for?
Well, I've had health problems since pretty much day one, since I had to have eye surgery when I was 2 years old, moving forward towards balanitis, a bloodborne fungal infection happened when I was 8 or 9 years old.
Any idea what caused that?
If I had known at that time, something would have happened, but it's pretty clear that it was cancer because...
You know, but what caused that? What cancer, by my research, and I don't know if what your research is, cancer is actually your body trying to cure itself. You don't get cancer. Cancer is a way of your body trying to remove dead tissue that's caused by some other toxicity or poisoning or malnutrition of dying cells, as far as I can tell.
If we're going to get into the nitty gritty, I can't answer with definitive proof because that would require a clinical research study that I don't have the money to finance because I'm basically...
Well, it's too far in the past anyway. I'm just wondering what they might have told you then. So
most of the information is given to my mother.
Okay.
I wasn't really directly consulted. I was a child, so...
Right, of course. I just wondered if you ever...
It was like, the original thesis was too much sugar consumption. I had an allergy to yeast at one point. Food allergies was another diagnosis. So it was like one thing after another. Fixing one problem a few years later, there would be another problem, then another problem, then another problem. And keep in mind, I did everything I could. I stopped drinking alcohol. I worked out like a crazy person. I bought a $4,000 cargo bicycle because I didn't own a car for like 6 years of my 30s. I rode a bicycle everywhere I went. So I was a head turner and I kind of went to my head a little bit and I wasn't healthy the entire time. I was continuously getting worse and I didn't even know it. And it started to become apparent whenever I had like bunions on my toes, which those bunions disappeared entirely when I started doing this treatment. And I don't stand bow-legged anymore. My feet are pointing straight ahead. Yeah. It's not a forced posture. I stand up straight without any type of strain. I mean, I was like a hunchback. You know, right. Literally, I was hunched over all the time. Now, it's gone now.
Is there anyone else doing your kind of treatment? Do you have any networks? Are there any official electromagnetic treatment people out there that you get advice from?
I got most of my information through my own research and Dr. Robert O. Becker, who's right. unfortunately no longer with us. He died in 2008. Okay. But that aside, I have provided my protocol to other people, including my former primary care doctor, who's in another state, and she's going to start using that in her practice. That's not public information, so I'm not going to say which practice it is. I've also provided the treatment protocol to Amanda Ballmer. I've provided Avocado Wolf.
Oh, right. What did they say?
Avocado Wolf. Amanda tried it on herself, and she, as I did, got some what appears to be scar tissue, but it's really malformed tissue that's being energetically drawn to the silver and is being disintegrated by the silver. But it does present with scabs and with stuff like this. But I found that if you put some Rick Simpson oil on those areas and bandage it up, it will get rid of the skin surface layer. But really, it's just remnants of tumors or, you know, malformed tissue that's been drawn to it. You know, that's my visual understanding of it based upon the radical transformation that I have made, which if you see the before and after is absolutely undeniable. So
what's Rick Simpson oil?
Rick Simpson oil is a cannabis oil that is made from either indica or sativa dominant strains, and they can either be THC or CBD dominant strains of cannabis. And
I see.
I was introduced to it by a friend of mine, and I got some for free. And it's like, give this a shot. And then I started using it topically on my skin before I found out the silver treatment, and it was getting rid of, you know, the surface stuff, but then it would come back. So I was like, okay, I need to start taking this stuff internally instead of just topically. And then I started to do 1 gram of Rick Simpson oil daily, which is a huge dose. It's a dry herb equivalent of about a third of an ounce of cannabis flower. So it's a heavy dose, and it will knock you out, brother. So I did that for about a month and a half straight along with the silver treatments, and I couldn't afford to re-up. So altogether, I consumed about 90 grams of the oil, but I probably needed to consume even more to get the efficacy, because I wasn't really getting the best efficacy until I found the silver treatment coupled with that, and that really started to accelerate my healing. Now I'm doing maintenance doses of Rick Simpson oil, which is like a pinprick-sized drop once a day under the tongue, and then consume my swallowing about a minute later. And then I do the silver treatments whenever time and circumstances allow.
How long do your treatments last when you're putting the four silver dollars on you?
They can last from 1 hour if I'm doing them on top of – I try to go for 1 hour if I'm doing like in the treatment room with the massager, because I get faster results that way. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, when I go to sleep, I put them on the back of my head because I still have some tumors back there. They're still getting disintegrated. And then I'll position them in my pillow and then put the electrical lead touching the silver. And then I'll just go to sleep and sleep on top of it and have all that stuff get purged out of me while I sleep. And then just replace the battery in the Wordibator as it goes dead periodically over time.
Holy cow. So how do you keep it touching the silver when it's under your head and you're going to sleep?
You don't necessarily have to press the electrical lead directly on it. I found that if you position it perpendicular to the silver, the ions will still be drawn to it, and they'll still pass through. Yeah, so it just made it simpler. And then I also found that there's a little piece of like this rubber sealed conduit that goes up to the electrical lead, and I noticed that with an older one that I had that broke, it can erode. So I use this automotive tape called rescue tape, which is a self-adhering type of electrical tape that's much better and stronger than electrical tape. It's got a tensile strength of like 5,000 pounds per square inch, so it's really strong. You can actually seal transmission lines in a vehicle with it, so it's an automotive rescue tool. And I've used it to seal like leaky pipes in the winter, to sealing transmission cooler lines in the fly that busted open for whatever reason. So wow. I was like, okay, I'll grab this out of my car, and I reinforced that piece of it with that because it's a slight design flaw on the device. And other than that, it's vanilla. It's like the original equipment.
That's amazing. So, all right,
Chris, interesting.
How would people, if there are people watching, how would they get in touch with you, or how could they get in touch with you?
They can,
people to get in touch with you?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, they can directly message me on Telegram. My handle's Chris_Lundy. You can message me there. You can also go to, the Activists Toolbox, Telegram channel. Activists Toolbox is a business I'm a partner in with my cousin, Jamie Turek. He's originally from the UK. He's living in Portugal right now.
Wow.
With his girlfriend, and he's operating the business out of his van. He offered me a partnership with the business, and we sell de-Googled phones, Linux laptops, as well as marine grade water distillers.
Oh, wow. Is that the graphene operating system?
Yeah, we don't use Graphene OS on the phones. We use Lineage OS because it has a lot wider compatibility. But for individual customers that would prefer to have Graphene or Calyx, we can load that on there for
you. What do you recommend? Because I know a lot of people that are sort of interested in that. So it's a pretty good product.
If you have a Google Pixel, I think Calyx OS is the way to go because it has better long-term support, especially for older devices. They have a lot of continuous development if you got a Google Pixel. If you just got a regular vanilla phone of various manufacturers, Lineage OS is what I choose the most. And the reason why I choose Lineage OS is because it has the widest device compatibility, because both Graphene OS and Calyx OS only work on Google Pixel phones.
Oh, okay.
If you want to use any other phone, you pretty much have to use Lineage OS if it's free open source operating system.
Yeah, I hear the boys at the No Agenda show talk about that. So there is interest in it. Cool.
Sure. Yeah, and I did a lot of consultation with Jamie on this. I mean, my background is in cybersecurity. It's in technology.
Oh, nice.
As well as music. I have my own custom-built Eurorack rig. I've got analog synthesizers for days. You know, my real, gift to the world isn't this. It's music. That's what I'm really good at. I mean, this is just something that I happened to come across and save my own life. You know,
nice.
But it's an amazing discovery, and it was actually something that was already out there. And why is this not front page news? Why are people talking about Robert O. Becker's research as it relates to this mess we're in? It's absolutely criminal that this isn't being discussed.
What do you think is happening?
They can't shut it up because it's an actual accredited medical doctor who is the head of orthopedics at a state institution in New York State. So the virtue signalers don't have a leg to stand on, and they can say whatever they want, you know. But at the end of the day, whose side are you on? And I'm on the side of people that are trying to heal. You know, they're looking for a solution because I mean, I don't have clinical evidence of this, but I can tell you this: my Aunt Martha has used it a few times. On a volunteer basis with a few of her clients and our friends. And one of her clients was a nurse at Valley Health, which is a huge health conglomerate up in like Virginia, Pennsylvania area, Maryland, Northern Virginia especially. And so she got double jabbed by her employer under threat of coercion and losing her job. And she eventually ended up quitting anyway because she got so sick from these inoculations.
Yeah, that's the thing.
She had blood clots for days in her lungs. After a one-hour treatment on her sternum, she said that she felt her chest open back up, and she goes back in for x-rays and there's no more blood clots.
Oh, that's good.
So...
wow.
So that was amazing because I did some other research. I can't find the paper. I'm 100% sure that I found research that showed that electrified silver ions destroy graphene oxide on contact. That's the only logical explanation I can come up with. Because if that's the case, then not only does this put the lie to everything else that's being done right now, but it forces accountability because this is already documented medical literature. It's already there. And, there's nothing they can do to shut us up now because it's also published in Cross Currents and The Body Electric. I recommend everybody that's listening to this show get a copy of Robert O. Becker's books, Cross Currents and The Body Electric. You can get them on archive.org for free. I'll post them in Telegram and you can share them around.
Yeah, I think I've heard of The Body Electric.
Yeah, both of those books are absolutely essential reading. I just started reading them myself, but I've got a lot of irons in the fire with Activist's Toolbox. And the link to Activist's Toolbox is t.me/activiststoolboxofficial or t.me/activiststoolbox. But I can provide the link to Uncle V.
Activists, plural, right?
Yep. Yeah. And this, and the website is activiststoolbox.com. I'm a article contributor there. We're going to be getting an article published to the White Paper, which is a anti-corruption, newspaper, if you will, or publication based out of the United Kingdom. And I have my first contacts on Telegram are in the UK. So I have a lot of UK-based contacts.
Hey, and you guys, we have someone in the chat saying, who is Avocado Wolf? This is the fourth time I've heard his name mentioned. Max has helped David plant lots of trees across this world.
It's David Avocado Wolf. He's everywhere. He's on Twitter. He's on Telegram. You can just type his name and you'll find him. He's the king of memes.
He plugs Activist's Toolbox in his group as well.
That's good.
So, you'll find some Activist's Toolbox ads in there for our I think the distillery one.
What do you think is happening in the world with this whole vaccine stuff? I don't know how big it is where you are, but...
Well, I don't call it that. I call it an inoculation because nobody can say whether or not it's an inoculation because, the wordsmithing of these psychopaths never ends. And, my take on it is it's the biggest power grab in the history of the world disguised as a health crisis.
Right. Okay.
And which explains all the extreme shifts in the price of gasoline and this very deliberate and very clearly orchestrated war with Russia. We are dealing with people that have no regard for human life.
Yeah.
That are actively and on purpose trying to reduce the population by their own admission.
Yeah.
So, all you have to do is use their own words that are published to their own channels on their own TED Talks. But you can't point that out because, as Voltaire said, you ever want to find out who rules over you, find out who you're not allowed to criticize. Mm-hmm. But I stand with Leonardo da Vinci in this context. And Leonardo da Vinci stated that if you find through your own experience that something is a fact, it contradicts what some authority figure has written down, you must abandon the authority and base your reasoning on your own findings. This is Leonardo da Vinci. So all of these experts can go pound sand as far as I'm concerned. Because the real people in this world that have solved real problems thought outside the box and made these discoveries on their own. And I'm not comparing myself to anybody. What I am saying is that people of conscience, that they aren't, plagued with finality. They're not for sale. So that's where I'm coming from.
And these
Druid Babylonian bastards, baby.
Yeah. Well, it's been about an hour. It's been very interesting. I put the links. I already grabbed the Telegram channel link and put it in the show notes. Any closing comments?
Activiststoolbox.com.
I got that.
The shop is activiststoolbox.com/shop. One thing I want for myself, which I haven't gotten for myself yet, is the Mega Home Deluxe 316 water distiller. It's marine grade, and that's something you want to get for any boats you might have there, Uncle V, because this stuff can distill seawater and make it drinkable.
That's neat.
Yeah, you want to get yourself a marine grade distiller because these people are all the stuff they're spraying in the sky is bound to be causing significant amounts of toxicity in the water. You've got to get your water distilled. I only drink distilled water. That's all I drink now because, I have to assume that every water source is contaminated unless I have evidence to prove the contrary.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got three distillers, a Mega Home Deluxe Water Distiller. You can put seawater in this one?
The 316 marine grade with the glass jug is the only one that's marine grade. So make sure that you look at the marine grade one. If you're
marine grade, okay.
Surrounded by... If you're on the Gulf of Mexico or you're on the East Coast or you're on the West Coast or if you're near the Irish Sea or the North Sea or wherever it is that you are near a sea, you want yourself marine grade stuff or else, you're not really going to be able to use it fully.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah, so it's very useful and very inexpensive compared to U.S.-based supply sources. And I need to ask the supplier what they do for U.S.-based electricity, but most of the time you just use a converter. That's what I do with anything.
Mm-hmm. So this is made in the U.K.?
Yeah, it's made in the U.K. But yeah, I mean, it's just amazing the manufacturers that are based in the U.K. that are hand-making this stuff and they're bringing this stuff to market. Now, I don't know Mega Home's backstory, but I just discovered this company, and my business partner Jamie found them before I did. But, you know, even by U.S. price standards, it's significantly less expensive than just this off-the-shelf Amazon stuff. And it's less expensive and marine grade. It's a no-brainer. Got to get this stuff in.
Well, interesting.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's 9:05. Let's wrap this up. I can tell my wife got home by the dogs barking, so I'm going to go say hello.
Okay. Good on you.
But Chris, thank you. It was a pleasure having you on and listening to your backstory, and congratulations on the turn of events.
Is Chris in the Epic Cash community? Is that where you met?
I met through private group, but I was aware of Epic Cash around the time I met Uncle Lou.
Okay. Very good.
Thanks, Chris. I'll talk to you some other time. You want to have me back?
You got it, brother.
Okay.
Ab, great talking with you as always.
Nice chatting with you, Uncle V. All the best. And thanks to
Don't ever change.
I'll try not. Thanks, Chris. All the best. All right. I hope you have continued good luck and good health.
Love and light, gentlemen.
All right. Yes. Take care.
Cheers.
Take care, everybody. Thank you, Uncle V. Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Interesting show. We do this show Sunday through Thursday around 8:30. This has been a power-packed week of guests. We should look at the live and see who's on tomorrow. What's tomorrow? Oh, tomorrow I have Mark Paralovis of Canadian... Oh, I can't remember the name of his website right now. He's a returning guest. And we're going to talk about Canadian information, what's going on here in Ontario with whatever is next, and our march to digital ID and post nation state and vaccine passports and all that kind of stuff. It's still going on. I still am maintaining the blog. I just posted James Corbett's War on Terror hoax. I put War of Terror. That's a autocorrect. It should be War on Terror hoax, Al-Qaeda. Even though James promotes some 9/11, what I consider disinfo, this pretty good comprehensive history of Al-Qaeda, he just points out the absurdity in the story. It's all lies. It's pretty obvious. So yeah, that is a worthwhile thing to watch. And don't forget FACOTube.com. I put a very interesting interview with a doula about the medical industry and how they corral you into doing things that you probably shouldn't do if you're giving birth. So that was fascinating. I put another video today on Eisenhower's Rhine Meadow death camps from World War II, which is probably the part of the history that they don't want you to know. And of course, Human Vibration was yesterday, getting lots of views right now, thanks to her audience. And September Clues is at the top of the site. It's still getting tons of views. 25 people watching right now. 25,000 people. 5,000 people have watched it in the last week through this website, so that's great. So thanks to Epic Cash for sponsoring FACOTube. Thanks to you guys for sending your support for FACOTube. We are now on three continents. So FACOTube is mirrored, so it should be much faster. So thanks to all your support. It does cost money, and I appreciate you guys helping out. FACOlogist.com/donate. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Thanks for joining, and take care.